listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. Gascoyne Junction has welcomed its first river come down of the year. The Gascoyne Riverhead arriving in Junction over the weekend following rainfall in the eastern catchment. It's the first come down since April last year. Even on a good day, the unpredictability of the network and service coverage proves a daily issue for Midwest locals. That's some of the findings in the federal government's regional telecommunications review, with a panel visiting regions across the country to hear from people impacted. Review chair Alana McTiernan says from next month, people will be able to have their say through a range of surveys and submissions.
We'll have an issues paper released, which will give some guidance as to the type of things that we are looking at. And we will have a 3-month period where we're taking submissions from individuals, from groups.
A timely reminder from Leeman Police. They're urging residents to be wary of unqualified people offering services such as trades or fitness. We're called to be on alert for scams on Facebook Marketplace, with some going around in the area. Funding to enhance the Carnarvon Township. The Shire successfully securing over $3 million in Lottery West funding to be put towards phase one of the Carnarvon Activation Plan. It's expected to be completed over the next 2 years, with key features including upgrades to Van Dongen Park and a tramway walk trail to connect the town with the Heritage Precinct. In sport, new champions have been crowned in Geraldton Men's Division 1 softball. The Rams playing their best game of the season to defeat Minor Premiers Suicide in a grand final victory for the ages over the weekend. Dean Pascoe, a standout for the Rams, named MVP after pitching a strikeout in the final at-bat to give his side the title. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.